Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Andrew Sherman, partner with Jones Day Law Firm in Washington, D.C., the author of many books, including Road Rules, which is his last one, and his next one coming out is called Harvesting Intangible Assets. Andrew, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell us what an intangible asset is.
Well, an intangible asset is anything inside your company that drives value, but you can't touch or feel. In the old days, the accountants used to call it goodwill. And while it still gets categorized as such, I think we've finally come to learn as a society that these intangible assets are worth, you know, trillions of dollars across the country, and they need to be properly managed. They need to be properly harvested. Our future to compete as a country, the future of our society, our ability to create jobs and economic growth is all dependent on our ability to get our arms around this critical set of assets that sit inside every single company, no matter how big or small, no matter what industry you're in. Every company has intangible assets.
Now, does this include intellectual property?
Yes. Intellectual property is a form of intangible asset. It's not the only form.
Right.
Just because something can or can't be protected by intellectual property doesn't mean that it doesn't have some other type of value. Something might not fit squarely within
right.
the box of a patent or a copyright or a trade secret, but you know what? It still may have commercial value to the company. And if you look at the mergers and acquisitions over the last 10 years and the amount of money that's being paid, sometimes look at a company and you go, man, how did they pay, $12 billion for that company? Mm-hmm. And then you start looking at the distribution channels and you look at the relationships loyalty. You know, those are all examples of things that can't be touched or felt, but they're certainly assets of the company.
Look at Huffington Post, $288 million or $388, I've forgotten how much it was, hundreds of millions of dollars for nothing more than an aggregator of other people's ideas.
That's why you're next, Jim. $388 for you. You're up next.
I can't wait. But
you're in the batter's deck.
I was offered that first, and I turned it down. I'm waiting for more. But seriously, Andrew, in the previous interview, I talked to Tom Asacker, one of our branding experts, and he talked about the fact that your brand has a dynamic quality and it also has a static quality. And the static quality is the authenticity, the things that people know they can trust and count on. And the dynamic part is what people, how they expect you to excite them with your next offering. That's the dynamic part. That's what you mean when you talk about intangible assets, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And I caught a little bit of that interview, and he is spot on, as the Australians say. You cannot take your customers for granted if you become too static. And at the same time, if you're too dynamic and all over the place, you're going to lose customer loyalty because they won't know who you really are, mm-hmm. and you probably won't know who you really are. The other component of the book is a tribute to our nation's farmers. One of the key premises of the book is that we began as an agrarian society.
Yep.
We went from there to an industrial society, from there to an information-based society. But in many ways, we've never stopped being an agrarian society, and that we now need, as business people and entrepreneurs and company leaders, to treat our intangible assets no differently than a farmer would treat his crops. The crop of knowledge is today's crop in a new agrarian society.
Mm-hmm. Interesting way of describing that. And, of course, I agree with you. I don't know if you know this or not, but I grew up on a farm. I was a farmer once upon a time. And
absolutely.
And so I think that's a great way to think about it. And the big challenge we have, though, Andrew, you and me, is helping small business owners get this into their heads, help them to understand that they actually have the ability to move the needle by who they are and what they stand for, not just about the products they deliver and their delivery schedule and their price.
That's exactly right. And the only way that will ever happen is if these small business owners and entrepreneurs give themselves the gift of stepping away from their company long enough to see what they have. We're unfortunately in recessionary and weak times. We're so busy firefighting that we never take time to poke around the firehouse. And yeah. That's what small business owners and entrepreneurs and companies of all sizes need to step away from what they're doing and understand that they're sitting on all kinds of different assets inside their company, but they'll never find them. They'll never know about them if they don't take the time to look.
Well, absolutely. And this is what, folks, what Andrew just described, if you'll think about it, this is what I've been talking about with you now for a long time now, and that is to devote some time every day, every week, once a month, but on a fairly regular basis, devote some time to get your head out of the trenches and start doing some strategic thinking. Andrew, that's what you're talking about.
Exactly. I did a big interview on this a few years ago, way before the book was even conceived, with Inc. magazine, and the reporter called it that Sherman helps you find coins under the sofa cushion. And I thought that was very well put. He said, you know, but you got to get off your duff and stand up and lift up the sofa cushion to see that there's coins under there.
Right.
And by the way, there might also be some popcorn and some old Cheerios and other stuff that are of no commercial value. But until you get up off your duff and lift up that metaphorical sofa cushion, you won't know what you're sitting on.
Andrew, how do
you're sitting on it every night?
Give us the website, please.
The book's available on Amazon as well as on the Amacom Books site. Again, it's called Harvesting Intangible Assets: How to Uncover Hidden Revenue in Your Company's Intellectual Property.
Can they pre-order it right now?
It can be pre-ordered right now. It's on the Amazon site, ready to go, right. And should be out within 30 days.
Check it out. Quick break, folks. 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Andrew Sherman. We're going to talk about America hidden assets when we come back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.